Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'll speak with an RV refrigeration repair expert who addresses a problem that most RVers will encounter at some point during their ownership experience. Should you repair the refrigerator or replace it? Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Roger Ford is the founder and co-owner of Ford's RV Refrigeration Training Center in Benton, Kentucky. He owns it with his wife, Ona Lee. Roger started specializing in RV refrigerator repair in 1984. At that time, he kept hearing stories from RV owners that repair centers were telling them the refrigerator could not be repaired and had to be replaced. Yet, when Roger looked at the problem more closely, he discovered he could repair about 98% of the units instead. He thought it was a local problem of RV technicians not knowing how to fix broken RV refrigerators, but as he started training techs on procedures to properly diagnose and fix refrigerators, he learned it was a widespread global problem. The reason repair centers often recommend replacing refrigerators is twofold. First, the techs may not know how to fix them. And second, Roger said there is likely a brand new refrigerator sitting in a storage area in which a business wants to unload. The most common problem he sees with RV refrigerators is when they work on electric mode, but not on LP mode. In those cases, most of the time it means that the orifice, burner, or flue needs to be cleaned. It's a simple do-it-yourself repair. On the flip side, if the refrigerator works in LP mode, but not when plugged into electricity, it's broken because the unit isn't putting out the correct wattage. Roger said that's also an easy do-it-yourself repair any RV owner could complete. In fact, many RV refrigeration repairs are do-it-yourself with proper training. For example, changing the heating element or anything related to the unit's controls and ventilation can be performed by RVers themselves, Roger explained. As long as RV owners are not doing anything with the tubing on back of the refrigerator, the repairs can be completed with common household hand tools. For those unusual instances in which a tubing needs to be replaced and gas reinserted into the system, Roger explained that RV owners can still take it to a certified refrigeration repair specialist to get that job done for significantly less money than replacing the entire refrigerator. To tell us more about this common problem, and what RV owners can do to save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, please welcome Roger Ford, the founder of Ford RV Refrigeration Training Center, to the show. Why do people think they have to repair a refrigerator? Do they always have to?
Yeah, you said, why do they have to repair it?
Yes.
Or
replace it.
Well,
you know, a lot of dealers tell them they have to replace it. It's their only option.
Right. Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, I started specializing in repairing the RV refrigerator back in 1984. I guess my comments are going to be based on what I have heard from the RV owners through the years.
Okay.
And I cannot, you know, in those beginning years, I kept hearing my customers telling me that they were at another service center and they were told that it just can't be fixed. They need to replace it. And I would repair the refrigerator. I would say probably around 98% of all the refrigerators that have come into us, we've repaired, not replaced. Wow. And I thought this was a local problem of the techs not knowing how to repair the refrigerators. But as we started training people across the United States and actually in other countries, they said it's the same way there. So it's not a local problem. It is actually, and just not in the United States, it's a global problem.
Okay. Why do you think dealers recommend replacing rather than repairing them? Is repair a complicated procedure?
Generally, when you hear that the best thing to do is replace it, that's usually they don't know how to fix it.
There you go.
So the best thing, and they'll say the best thing for you is just to replace it, but it's not the best thing for the RV owner. It's the best thing for them and their employer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they've probably got a refrigerator sitting in the back room that they're wanting to unload.
And they get paid not only to sell the refrigerator, but also to install it.
Correct.
Okay. What's the most common problem with refrigerators then that allows them to be repaired rather than replaced?
Well, the most common problem, if it's not working on electric, but it's working on LP mode, most common problem is the heat element.
Okay.
It's either bad and not working at all, but most of the time it's just putting out an incorrect wattage.
Okay.
Which is an easy, simple fix. A do-it-yourselfer can do it very easy. And then if it's not working on LP, but working in the electric mode, the most common problem is that the orifice, the burner, or the flue needs to be cleaned, which is, again, a very simple process. It's just a matter of knowing, you know, how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some people, I think, get a little spooked because the refrigerators run on propane and they don't want to fix them. Is that a problem as well?
Well, I think with the RV owner, yes. That I think they think it's running on, you know, there's electricity, there's LP gas, and they're kind of scared of it. But it's all about education. You know, it's easy when you know how. And that's the thing. They just need to find a source for that education. And they'd be surprised how simple it is to fix a lot of these units.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it require specialized training?
No.
No.
Not
okay.
at all.
Okay.
I mean, you know, for the working on the changing the heat element, cleaning out the orifice, most of the problems that are, you know, not cooling unit related, just for the controls or ventilation, it's something very simple that a do-it-yourselfer can accomplish quite easily and very inexpensive.
A do-it-yourselfer? Oh, my goodness.
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you folks provide this kind of instruction or this kind of help on your website?
Yes, we do. Actually, we trained people here at our school for years, but because of COVID and other things, what we've done is now we're putting our do-it-yourself videos on our website. Wow. So a person can go there, watch the videos, and learn how to do the job inexpensive and get it done successfully.
What's it cost to get access to the training videos?
Well, it is only $5.
What?
Now, that's not $5 per video. Like a lot of places, there's, you know, every video you watch, it costs more. If you have a Dometic refrigerator, all it costs is $5, and you can see all of our Dometic videos.
That's incredible.
If you have a Norcold, same thing. Yeah, it's very inexpensive. You know, we've helped people for all these years, and that's one of the things that my wife and I, Amelie, didn't want to. We like helping people. And mm-hmm. So this is a way that we can continue to help people. They save money. They get a working refrigerator. Kind of a win-win for everybody.
Do they need special tools to be able to fix these problems?
Common hand tools.
So stuff they've already got in their RVs. These are full-timers that we're talking to. So things they've
yes.
already got down in the basement or something like that. Okay.
correct.
Okay. Now, I remember when I toured your facility many years ago that you actually had developed a process to put in more gas into the refrigerator. RV owners obviously can't do that. Is that still something that can be done rather than replacing an RV?
Replacing the refrigerator.
Right, yes.
Well, actually, we are in the process now of getting that technology on our website, too, where they can learn how to troubleshoot, repair, and recharge the cooling units. And it's going to be educating them how to do it, where they can get the equipment to do it, trying to help in that way.
Okay.
But really, in all the years, one of the reasons that I believe through the years that the customer's telling us they were told throw it away and buy a new one is that the technician was uneducated and he probably thought it was a cooling unit issue. So it was just replace it because they didn't know how to fix it. Most of the problems that we find are control issues or ventilation issues.
Okay.
It's not the cooling unit. If you don't see the most common problem right now with the cooling unit is there's a leak in the boiler area, which you will see a yellow coloring right above the burner area. And if you don't see that there, then more than likely it's not a cooling unit issue, it's a control issue.
Okay.
Or a ventilation issue.
So somebody built a nest in the vent.
Correct. Yeah, it could be that.
Okay. Very good. Or there's some other very easy do-it-yourself kind of repair. So people don't really even have to go into an RV dealership to diagnose their cooling unit. They should be able to do this on their own by watching $5 worth of videos.
Correct. Yeah, when they're told that the cooling unit's bad, you just need to throw it away, what they need to do is watch the videos. And we have on troubleshooting and the cooling units, not only the refrigerators, but the cooling units too. You know, even if they're not a do-it-yourselfer, they can get educated. So when they go to the dealership and they say, well, you need to throw it away and buy a new one, well, they're educated now. They could say, why do you say that? Did you do this test? Mm-hmm. What did you find out when you did this test? It's all about education.
Okay. And how long would it take an RVer to fix a common problem by themselves?
Well, the common problems that we have talked about, the most common with the electric side and the LP side, you're talking less than an hour.
Okay. Okay. With common tools. That's really
correct.
Good. Okay. And if they have to replace any parts, those parts are generally available?
Those parts are generally available at any dealership or online.
Okay.
Correct.
Just as an aside, have you found any problems this year getting parts?
Well, like everything right now, parts can be hard to get a hold of sometimes. But speaking of parts, I do want to say one thing about heat elements, which is a common problem for the electric side. If a customer is going to replace the heat element, they want to go with a manufactured Dometic or Norcold heat element. There are aftermarket heat elements out there that are putting out incorrect wattage right from the word go. I've seen it so many times. So on the, aftermarket boards and things like that, they're fine. I've had good luck with Dinosaur Electronics, excellent luck with them. But when it comes to the heat element, they want to go with a Dometic or Norcold board. That would be best.
Okay. That's probably the same kind of advice people give with all of the specialized electronic equipment, is to go with the manufacturer's board rather than the knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's easy enough. And if they had to replace a board or some other of these other components, I mean, I'm assuming it's considerably less than buying a brand new refrigerator.
Oh my gosh, a lot less. Yes, you'd be. Most boards are, $100 to $200.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to replacing a refrigerator, which would be, $2,000. Around $2,000 and up.
Wow.
So it's a huge savings.
I guess, yes. And abort, and somebody, even somebody like me, who can barely turn things on, would be able to replace a board in a refrigerator?
You know, we show you how to troubleshoot it, and it's, they're very simple to replace.
Okay.
It really is. Again, I know I've said this before, but it's all about the education. If right. It's easy when you know how.
Yes, absolutely. No, a lot of full-time RVers have taken courses to become trained technicians. So with an additional $5 investment and learning, watching the videos, they should be able to help other people in the campgrounds who are experiencing the same problems. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. Do you offer live training as well?
We no longer offer the on-hands training.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason that we have started to put the information up for the do-it-yourselfers on our website.
Okay. All right. Are you guys, just as an aside, are you guys making enough money to make this worthwhile at $5 a video series?
Well, obviously, we're not trying to rip people off or take advantage of anybody. Again, it goes back to Annalie and I just really like helping people. It's the kind of people we are. So this is a way we can make a little money and they can save a lot of money and have a working refrigerator.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It sounds like a godly principle, really. You know, you're utilizing Amen. Your skills and talents to help other people, and God's going to reward you. He'll make sure that cover your costs.
You know, I've been in refrigeration since 1978. And I was actually going to college for engineering and this and that. And the instructor made a comment about RV refrigerators. I'd never seen one, really never heard of one. And it just clicked. And that's where all this started. And I've always said it was a God thing because I sure didn't know anything about it. But that's where it all started.
Right, right. Absolutely. I remember that. In fact, I remember when you started the training center over there. And I also remember your tornado and all that kind of stuff. You've had a wild history down there in Benton, haven't you?
It's been exciting, yes.
Yeah, super, super. So we won't get into the do-it-yourself stuff. At $5 a video, I think it's well worth the money for people to invest and do it. We won't provide any of the steps to go about doing that. Just let people know that they need common hand tools, subscribe to the videos, watch them, and they can follow along while they're doing their tests and the repairs and the replacements all by themselves. And it should be relatively simple. So they don't have to go in there and replace their refrigerator unless they want to.
Right. And it's not $5 per video. It's just $5 to see them all. And they get to watch them for 3 days.
Okay. Oh, that's a good point. I'll note that for 3 days.
Yes.
Okay. So that could pose a question. If they discover in their testing that they need to order a part and it takes a week to get the part, then would they just resubscribe for another $5 and watch the video on how to install and test it once they've got the part in place?
Well, if they feel it's necessary, because they'll watch it, they can watch it multiple times, in that 3-day period. When the part comes in, if they feel it's necessary to watch it again, yes, it costs them another $5.
That's still very reasonable. Yeah, considering what an on-site service call would cost for a technician to come out and do this stuff for them. Okay, super, super. But that leads to another thing. It's relatively simple. They don't have to have the RV fixed by an RV dealer. They could probably call a mobile technician who'd be able to do the same thing for them.
Right. But then again, if you call a mobile technician, well, according to what the customers have told me through the years, whether it's they want to take it into a service center or whether they're trying to get a mobile tech, first of all, they're on a waiting list. Mm-hmm. And, which could be days to weeks and even months. And then there is the cost involved. So to do it yourself is the way to do it. You save money and you know it's done right, because what I'm doing is passing on the experience that I've been doing for the last 38 years. Mm-hmm. And, that's what separates us from all the other RV techs. They're trying to learn everything about the RV and there are so many makes and models, et cetera, it cannot be done.
Right.
I've serviced specialized in one thing for 38 years. I've seen a lot and I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm passing on to the, to everybody else.
Okay. Let me switch subjects gears a little bit. There's been a big push to put residential style refrigerators in RVs. Is that a good idea?
You know, the RV refrigerator is designed to be in that camper. There's multiple reasons. I'm not going to go into everything, but with a compression refrigerator, and again, I'm getting my information from people that have done that. They've told me, no, I'm not going to get it fixed. I'm going to put this compression one in. Okay. And then in a couple of years, they're back saying, well, this one went down and I think I want to go back to the other RV. But the home refrigerators, the motors in those compressors, and again, I was in the refrigeration industry since 1978. That's how I know these things.
Mm-hmm.
The compressors are mounted on springs. So the whole time they're driving down the road, they're beating and banging. Mm-hmm. Plus the refrigerators, the cooling units are made out of soft metal alloys, copper, brass, aluminum. And they're just not designed to vibrate going down the road for long periods of time. Often they don't last long.
Okay. See, that's the kind of thing that we want to educate the RV owners about as well. Good point.
You know, if you've got a high-end coach, they're going to ride a little smoother. That's a different scenario there. But when you have the, you know, the fifth wheels, the pool trailers, that type of thing, it may not be the best thing for them. Plus, they've got to go with an inverter and a battery banks, and there's a lot of expense involved in all that, in the maintenance. The refrigerator, the absorption refrigerator, very little maintenance.
Mm-hmm. It's ideally designed for outdoor living.
Right.
Well, Roger, this has been great information. Is there anything that you really want RV owners to understand about this whole thing?
Well, there's two things I'd like to say.
Okay.
One is, Greg, I just appreciate you have helped educate me through the years and a lot of other people in the industry that have read your articles. And just thank you for all that you do. So the only thing I want to say is, you know, even if you're not a do-it-yourselfer, for $5, educate yourself that if you feel you need to take it in to a service center, you know, you're going to have a better idea of what they're going to tell you. You can ask the right questions and you're going to get better service and you're going to save money.
Very good. Thank you so much for the time, Roger. I really appreciate it.
All right, Greg.
I really appreciate Roger Ford, the founder of Ford's RV Refrigeration Training Center, for taking time to talk about this very common problem and describe ways in which RV owners can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars by fixing their own RV refrigerators rather than replacing them. Like Roger said, why fill up landfills with perfectly good RV refrigerators that just need a new part or need to be cleaned to get it back to working order? While Ford RV Refrigeration Training Center has trained people in person since its founding, COVID required the school to adapt and take all instruction online by a series of videos pertaining to the two primary refrigeration brands, Dometic and Norcold. Doing so opened the door for RV owners to repair their own refrigerators. For just $25, RVers can watch all the brand-specific videos an unlimited number of times for a year. Then the RV owners don't even have to go into a repair center to diagnose the problem. It can be done by watching a video or two and doing it yourself. When the interview was recorded, Roger mentioned that people could view the videos for a week for $5. However, with parts availability being difficult this year, the company made a change a month ago to allow unlimited viewing for an entire year for just $25. The videos provide specific steps for troubleshooting and repairing the refrigerators, while other videos apply to the unit's cooling system as well. Even if people are uncomfortable doing the diagnosis and repair by themselves, Roger said watching the videos will educate RV owners so they can avoid being taken advantage of by unscrupulous RV service centers. That way, if a repair center says the refrigerator needs to be replaced, RV owners can ask technicians if they performed a specific test and what was discovered during that test. However, for RV owners who are confident enough in their ability to diagnose and repair problems by themselves, They should be able to complete the process in less than an hour. Parts can be ordered online or from any RV dealership. Roger strongly advised RV owners to use genuine factory parts, not cheaper replica parts that haven't been through the same level of testing. Doing repairs yourself can be a real bargain. For example, replacing a circuit board or heating element for $200 or cleaning the equipment is much less than replacing an entire refrigerator for $2,000 or more. For more information and to access the videos, visit www.rvrefrigeration.com. The website also maintains a list of certified RV refrigeration repair professionals throughout North America. Today's episode is sponsored by WorkCamper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your WorkCamping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things WorkCamping. Being the original resource for WorkCamping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of WorkCampers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable WorkCamping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of WorkCamper News behind you. That's a wrap for today's episode. Next week, I'll be interviewing an author who is looking to hire WorkCampers to represent his historical book to gift shops and museums or to sell them at fairs and RV shows. I'll have details on the next episode of The WorkCamper Show. Thanks for listening.